People who visit the town of Kohler in Wisconsin see luxury everywhere. On its world-class golf courses, at its five-diamond resort complex, which includes a $10,000 bathtub with its own music, This Is It, and others like this champagne bath.
A cast iron bubble massage tub, and the way I describe it to guests is it's like sitting in a glass of champagne because it blows air bubbles.
But what the village of Kohler's really about is the same thing it was created for almost a century ago, plumbing.
Everything that can be Kohler is Kohler.
That's Christine Luce. She manages two resorts for the Kohler Company, which gave this town its name. The main attraction is the Kohler-owned golf courses nearby, which hosted the 2010 PGA Championships. At the American Club, summer rates start at $360 a night. As each class of room improves, so does the plumbing.
Our tile is Kohler, our plumbing is Kohler, furniture is Kohler. If we make it, it's in the guest room.
The Kohler Company is a $5 billion global business with four families of companies. Its largest is selling bath and kitchen fixtures, especially if you're in the Midwest. Next time you're in a bathroom, check out the tub, sink, or toilet for the Kohler name. It was probably made in Wisconsin. They also sell other furniture, as well as engines, mostly for lawnmowers or generators. John Michael Kohler started the company in 1873. He went into bath fixtures when he coated a hog scalder with enamel and marketed it as a bathtub. John Michael's son, Walter Kohler, moved the factory outside of Sheboygan because he said it was too crowded. The family hired famed Central Park designer Frederick Olmsted to help create the village. Today, the houses are still tidy. It's village lawns as immaculate as a golf course. And along its main street, hanging baskets of pink petunias provide a perfect picture to the frame. That's why resident Roel Murphy laughingly uses terms like Beaver Cleaverland to describe the town.
When we originally moved here back in 1994, I looked at my husband and I said, "Oh my God, you moved me to Stepford."
It took her about a week to realize that it wasn't Stepford. Now, she calls it
a wonderful, family-oriented community
where all the kids who live in Kohler, including Murphy's two sons and the children of company president David Kohler, attend the one-building school. Murphy used to work at Kohler. Her husband still does. About one in three people in the village work for the company. In Sheboygan County, it's one in ten, making Kohler the county's largest employer. Factory employees are represented by the United Auto Workers. I talked to local 833 president Dave Boucher during the union's annual retiree picnic.
Hi there, where's your husband?
Each of these retirees were able to support their families on one Kohler salary. Today, the average factory wage at Kohler is about $22 an hour. But under a new contract approved last December, temporary hires will make about $14 an hour and have less benefits to do the same factory work.
Roger Hamburger.
The UAW has half the members it used to in the area. Boucher told me something many said at the picnic. The Kohler Company would have stopped manufacturing in Wisconsin a long time ago if it hadn't been family-run and privately held.
I believe they wouldn't have been privately owned. That they would have tailed it years ago already.
Current company chairman Herb Kohler Jr. is responsible for the company's most recent foray into golf and hospitality. Gene Kolb is the company's wellness director.
The story goes, Mr. Kohler had a meeting with top executives and talked about what we were going to do with the American Club. And Mr. Kohler said, "I want to turn it into a five-diamond resort hotel." And the executives were kind of taken aback and said, "We don't know anything about hospitality. We're in the plumbing business. We do bathtubs."
Kolb says it's golf courses, the resort, and especially its design center, where you can have bathroom and kitchen blueprints modified for free, all reflect the company's mission of gracious living. All that gracious living also serves to make this company town the perfect advertisement for the Kohler Company. For Changing Gears, I'm Nyla Boodoo.